Saturday, June 7th. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20 and 30 and 31. When he entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who was guarding him. 3 days later, he called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had gathered, he said to them, "My brothers, although I had done nothing against our people or our ancestral customs, I was handed over to the Romans as a prisoner from Jerusalem. After trying my case, the Romans wanted to release me, because they found nothing against me deserving the death penalty. But when the Jews objected, I was obliged to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no accusation to make against my own nation. This is the reason, then, I have requested to see you and to speak with you, for it is on account of the hope of Israel that I wear these chains." He remained for 2 full years in his lodgings. He received all who came to him, and with complete assurance and without hindrance, he proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. Haydock Commentary. St. Paul was chained, as it appears by the 20th verse, and it was the custom to fasten one end of the chain by a lock to the prisoner's wrist and the other end of the chain to the wrist of the soldier who was to guard him. St. John Chrysostom attributes this liberty St. Paul enjoyed at Rome of going whether he liked to their admiration of him. Others to the moderation of Afranius Burrus, who was prefect of the Praetorium in the year 61, and who used his authority, as long as he possessed any over Nero's mind, to repress that emperor's bad inclinations and direct his counsels with wisdom. The emperor Claudius had banished all Jews from Rome. It would appear from this place that many of the principal Jews returned at his death, which happened 5 years before St. Paul's arrival. With these verses terminates the history of St. Paul as contained in the Acts of the Apostles. The other actions of this great apostle, for want of being recorded, are involved in much obscurity. That he obtained his liberty again and made many voyages to carry the light of the gospel into many countries is certain, but nothing is known as to the manner or time. He finished his labors by martyrdom, being beheaded at Rome in the 66th year of the Christian era and the 13th year of Nero. What a degree of virtue might we not attain were we animated by the spirit and courage of a St. Paul? Let us at least try to imitate his example, and if in dangers and difficulties we cannot clothe ourselves in adamant as he did, we may certainly avoid yielding ingloriously to every light impression. Let us at an humble distance tread in his footsteps and live so that we may navigate in safety the boisterous ocean of life, and by the grace of Jesus Christ arrive at the port, where danger is no more to be apprehended. So says St. John Chrysostom. The Gospel from John chapter 21, verses 20 through 25. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die, but Jesus had not told him that he would not die, just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. Haydock Commentary. When Peter says, "Lord, what about him?" St. John Chrysostom thinks it was the love and friendship that St. Peter had for St. John that moved him to ask this question. Jesus' response is, "What is it to thee? It is thy duty and thy concern to follow me." When Christ told St. Peter to follow him, he meant that he should go like himself to the death of the cross. But when he says of St. John, "What if I have him remain until I come?" he insinuates that his beloved disciple should not undergo a violent death, but remain in the world till he should visit him by death and conduct him to glory. It may likewise be understood of the revelations in the book of Apocalypse in which our Savior manifested himself in his glory to this beloved disciple. Others refer these words of Christ to his coming to destroy Jerusalem in the year 70, a time which St. John survived. A report went about among the disciples that John was not to die, but St. John himself, as St. Augustine and Chrysostom observe, took care to tell us that Christ said not so, nor do we find any sufficient grounds to think that St. John is not dead. It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them. Some conjecture that these words were added by the Church of Ephesus, but the ancient fathers, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyril, St. Augustine, expound them as they do the rest, without any such remark. Nor is it unusual for a person to write in this manner of himself, as of a third person. It is what St. John hath done of himself in chapter 19, verse 35. Some conjecture that these words were added by the Church of Ephesus to point out St. John to be the real author of this history and to record their own assent to this his testimony. I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. This is a hyperbolical way of speaking, says St. Cyril, common enough even in the Holy Scriptures, and only signifies that a very great number of things which Christ did and said have not been recorded.